We're going to read from the Bibles now. We're going to read from John chapter 3, verses 16 to 21. If you'd like to follow along later when Graham's speaking, that's on page 862 of the Red Pew Bibles. The writer of this book, John, was one of Jesus' closest friends. In this chapter, he writes about an influential man called Nicodemus, who had many questions for Jesus. We're going to read part of Jesus' answers. Shall we pray now before we read? Father, Nicodemus was searching for truth, and he met Jesus. And here we are, 2,000 years later, with the truth disguised behind the noise around Christmas. Thank you for the many people who have given their lives so that the good news of Jesus can still be found in this Bible that we read today. Would you move hearts and minds with your spirits so that many people will discover your truth this Christmas? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God.
All right, let's continue that over some morning tea after our service. Great to hear the buzz of people catching up and saying g'day and happy Christmas. Let's just again ask God to help us as we reflect on what Christmas is all about this morning. Let's pray. Father, please now give us big ears, big hearts, and the blessing and the presence of your Holy Spirit, so that we might not just sail through another Christmas, but we might pause and reflect on who you are, what you've done, how massive your love is, and how awesome it is that we get to celebrate Christmas. Please help us to do that. And all benefit from that, whether we're young or whether we're old, for your glory. Amen. Well, here's the Christmas cracker, as we know them. And Christmas crackers were first invented in the United Kingdom around the year 1850, I take it on good authority, but we won't go into that. They were modelled on a French almond lolly called a bonbon, but we don't need to say that. Just giving you a little bit of background. And at first, they contained lollies and a simple proverb or motto, a little saying. Okay? But they didn't sell very well. They didn't sell very well. Now, one evening, sometime later, a chap called Tom Smith was sitting in his chair in front of his log fire, and he was thinking how to make his bonbons better. He sold bonbons. How do I make these things better so that people actually want to buy them? And as he sat there in front of his fire, a log suddenly cracked and sparked, and an idea was born. He thought, how good would it be if when people opened his, not bonbons, but crackers, there was at least a crackle, if not sparks. Hopefully not too many sparks. So that's how they got their name. So when you open it, right, there's the pop of excitement, isn't there? How many of you have had the pop of excitement already this Christmas? Yeah, there's a few of you. And many, many more pops of excitement today. And so now they're a common piece of the Christmas celebration. And so I introduce to you again the good old Christmas cracker, like this. There you go. Just so if you haven't seen one, you know what it looks like. And the thing with these things is, there's a bit of a pop of excitement. But unless you're really rich, they're not that good, are they? Really? They're not that good. What do you get? Now, I want some of the younger ones to come forward because we will be doing a scientific experiment just to check the facts. So if any of you do want to come up, you can come up here, because not only have we got this one, we've also got this one to deal with. So you can, just down there, that's lovely. You don't want to get too close. You don't know what could happen when this bad boy opens up. So what do you get inside one of these? You get a toy or a present. What else do you get? A what? A candy. So that's like a present. What else do you get? You get a crown made out of paper, yeah? What else do you get? A really awesome joke. Is that right? You get a really awesome joke. Yeah, really horrible joke. There you go. Now, so you get a small gift or a present, right, that's usually totally useless, isn't it? Useless. Sometimes they look like they're useful, but then they break. And actually, they end up down the back of the sofa, the couch, and you find them maybe next Christmas or some other time. The best ones, I thought, were, I don't know whether you guys have ever had one of these, but the moustache with the little clippy bits, that even though it hurts to put it on, you thought, wow, that's awesome, because I can't grow a moustache. So that was the best one for me. Or there was the straw one, where you blow into a straw and there's a little basket and there's a ball and you go, and the ball hovers like that. Oh, come on, that was awesome. That's awesome if you get one of those. And once I got some nail clippers too. Let's get excited about that. Okay, you also get the, who said the paper crown? You get the crown, that's right. You get the crown, the paper crown, and it's one size fits all, isn't it? If only. The great thing, though, is if it doesn't fit, if it's too small, they rip. And then they can fit, can't they? You just rip it. But then it rips, and then it's round your neck, and then you have to make something else out of it. So they rip real easy. One size doesn't actually fit everyone, does it? Okay, you've got to focus in, because we're going to check this out in a moment. And you get a joke, but it's not any old joke. It's a really good dad joke, or otherwise known as a painfully, horribly bad joke. Yeah? All right, here's a couple. What do you get if you cross Santa with a duck? Heard that joke before? Because your dad said it. It's a Christmas quacker. Come on. Why did the turkey cross the road? Oh, come on, I don't know. Why did the turkey cross the road? Because he wasn't chicken. And my current favourite of all, what is the best Christmas present in the world? I don't know. What is the best Christmas present in the world? A broken drum, of course. You just can't beat it. I love that one. That's approaching a good joke, I think. So, there's the good old Christmas cracker. How about you help me pull it? Do you want to help me pull this one? Oh, it didn't even bang. Oh, there we go. All right, now, crime scene investigation. What have we got? We got something. Oh, we got a present. Don't know what that is. Let's have a look. The atmosphere is electrifying. Oh, get in the prison! Whew. Oh, you have to make this one up. It's a little ball, a piece of string, and a pot. I think you've got to tie the little ball on the piece of string and tie the string onto the pot, and then you can go, woo, like that. Awesome! Well, there's a present. It's not that great, is it, really? What else have we got here? Oh. Okay, here we go. Paper crown. Paper. It's not made of gold, is it? After me. I've got to see if it fits me. And all my nice hairstyle. No, it keeps going down. Well, there we go. Doesn't fit quite as well as I would like it to. See, that won't last you more than 2 seconds. And then we got the joke. What kind of cough medicine does Dracula take? Well, that's a nice one, isn't it? Coffin medicine. Okay. Well, there you go. You were here. You've all seen it. The old Christmas cracker's not that good, really, is it? Yeah? Who thinks that's really good?
Me!
All right, good? Okay, right. Well, if you think that's good, just look over there. Look at that one. Okay. Oh, no. Get out of there. Back down off the steps. Off the steps. So we got the present. We got the crown. And we got the joke. Let's get excited about that. Or let's get excited about this. Okay. So what do you reckon might be inside this one? Well, I think the only way to find out is to get back off the steps. And someone, who's sitting nicely quietly at the back, would you like to come up and help me open this one? Yep. Do you want to come? Yep. Cool. Up you come. What's your name? Xavier. Come up, mate. Right, I think around here there's a handle, so you come around this side. Come around this side, Xavier. Good man. You reach in there and grab a handle. You haven't got to yank it too hard, I don't think. But something might happen when we open it. Anyway, let's see. All right, we're gonna go 1, 2, 3, and then pull it slowly open. All right? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. 1, 2, 3. Oh, wow. Well, it definitely popped. Is there some stuff inside? Cool. All right. You can go and sit back down now. In fact, guys, if you want to go and sit back with your families, I'll make sure we all get to see what's inside this cracker. All right. Thanks for coming up and being there to check about that old Christmas cracker. So what have we got in here? Well, we have got a present, everyone. There is a gift. What is this present? Let's have a look. Inside the box. Okay, what is it? Ooh. Oh, well, it's a little model. It's a little model. I think that's Mary and Joseph, and a little baby. Who do you think the little baby could be?
Jesus.
There you go. Mary and Joseph and little baby Jesus. So Jesus, someone who lived and died a long time ago, 2,000 years ago. He seems like he's a long time ago in a place far, far away. And just like the presents we can get in our good old Christmas crackers, to lots and lots of people, he looks useless or just something to be thought about once and then you lose him somewhere, not maybe down the back of the couch. But he's really only for this time of year. People certainly don't think they need him. I certainly don't need this. People certainly don't seem to think that they need Jesus. But God gave him to us anyway. And we're told why in that Bible passage that we read a little earlier on. What did we read there? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. He gave his Son so that we can have eternal life. It turns out that the gift of Jesus could be the biggest gift of all. Now, what else do we get in the cracker? So we had present or gift, crown. Is there a crown in there? Well, there is something in here, but it's not made of paper. Well, look at that. Ow. Well, do you know what I think this is? I think it is a crown. I think it's a crown of thorns. But who in their right mind would want to put that one on? You know how we go with our Christmas crowns and we try and ram it on and get it stuck on there? Well, here's a way to make a crown stick. This one will stay on your head. But this is the crown, not for us. This is the crown that Jesus was going to wear because he had something massive to do. John chapter 3 again. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Here's why. Because every single person born into this world grows up with a crown on their own heads. Really? A crown on their own heads, thinking that we rule our own lives, thinking that we're the ones who are in charge. But just like wearing a rubber paper Christmassy crown, we do a rubbish job of being in charge. The thing doesn't actually fit us. It rips. We stuff it up. It falls off. We don't do a great job. We do a rubbish job, in fact, of being in charge. Now look, don't get me wrong, I can do a pretty good job of looking after myself and making sure that I'm happy. Yeah, I can do that reasonably easily. But kings don't just rule themselves. They rule others. And I'll tell you, I'm a lot less good at doing that. Just ask my family. And so it's not long before, as I wear that crown, or maybe as you do, the rips start appearing. The job we do isn't that good. And so we need to realize a couple of things as we think about the crown. God is the king, firstly. He designed and he created us. He knows what's right and wrong. And so bad things aren't bad just because you or I have decided they are. We know what things are bad because of the way God has designed us and because of what God says. And what we've done instead is to be part of a sort of selfish rebellion that takes the crown off of God, puts it on our own heads, and the result of this doesn't mean that God is now not king. He still is the king. He's the rightful king. But he's angry. And so we deserve to be condemned and punished. That's what we heard about in John chapter 3. So God is still the king. But secondly, we need to realize that God is not a rubbish king like we are. He's good. He's so good that he sent Jesus, his own son, to save us from being punished in the way that we deserve. And so Jesus offers us this amazing gift. He takes in our place what we deserve from God. That's what this crown is all about. The Bible tells us that Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider being equal with God a position to be clung onto at all costs, but instead he made himself nothing by becoming a human being and taking the nature of a servant. And then he humbled himself even more and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. And so just before he died, a crown a bit like this was smashed onto his head. It shows us the sort of king that Jesus is and the sort of king that you and I need. So today, when you pull your Christmas cracker and when you get that crown, and especially when it rips, remember this crown. Remember this king. And remember what he's done. Not to condemn us, but to save us. And what else do we get into the cracker? What else do we have? So we had the present, we've had a crown. What else have we got? A joke. Is there anything in there?
Yes.
You want there to be one, don't you? But there just isn't one in there. There isn't one in there. Wow. Well, I wonder what... Oh, no, I think I know what that's all about. I think it's that because Christmas can be fun, can be exciting, for sure. But at the end of the day, Christmas and Jesus is no joke. There's no joke. Santa might be a joke. Jesus certainly isn't. Just like life in this world isn't a joke. Just like suffering in this world isn't a joke. We've prayed about some people who are suffering. There's another one, Ben, who's normally with us, who's in hospital. He's doing all right, I think. I don't think he's creeped in here yet. No. He's doing all right, but he's not here. He's suffering. That's no joke. Just like selfishly hurting other people by our actions isn't a joke. Just like finding true peace in this life isn't a joke. It's a great thing. It's not a joke. Just like trading in bitterness for forgiveness. That's not a joke. Just like an eternity separated from the good and awesomeness of God who designed and created us isn't a joke. Just like the hope that we can have in the face of death isn't a joke. And I can go on and on and on, and maybe you can too. The message of Christmas is not a joke. And more importantly, it's the best possible thing you can hold on to. It's not a joke, but if you get a hold of the message of Christmas, and more importantly, if Jesus gets a hold of you, you'll have more reasons to laugh, more reasons to enjoy, and more reasons to celebrate than you ever imagined. So let's thank God for Jesus. Let's do that today. Let's thank God for the great big Christmas cracker, which was greater and bigger after all. And let's remember that even though Christmas is no joke, it opens the way for joy. Joy and more joy in this life and the life to come. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for Jesus. Thank you that in your word you tell us all about him. How much you loved us to give us him. That we might believe in him and not perish, but have eternal life. Father, please, whoever we are, help us to see that very, very clearly this Christmas. Because in so doing, the joy that that brings, the peace that that brings, the hope that that brings, the transformation that that brings, is something that only you can achieve through giving us the best Christmas present ever and us receiving it fully. I pray that each and every one of us this morning will receive that gift fully. And I ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.